we're asking you about one of the issues at hand today with the owners meeting in Minneapolis, or excuse me, in West Palm Beach, ahead of votes being doled out the next 2 days on these big NFL issues. So, Danny, should the NFL redo how it seeds its postseason? That is one of the votes being conducted. Playoff reseeding proposal was put forth by the Detroit Lions. It seeks to seed teams based on record at the start of the playoffs. That's not currently how the league operates. In current playoff seeding system has been set up for years so that division winners receive the top four seeds. There's four divisions. If you win a division, no matter what your record is, you're seeded 1 through 4 among the other division winners, and you automatically, in addition to being a top four team in your conference, get to host an opening round playoff game, or you get a bye. The wild card teams, which are seeds 5 through 7, even if they have a better record, have to travel to your building. Leads to scenarios where a 9-8 team that wins a division, or in Washington's case with Ron Rivera back in 2020, a 7-9 team, now it could be a 7-10 division winning team, would host an 11-6 wild card team, and it happens semi-routinely. As a result, the 11-6 team, despite winning more games in the regular season, goes on the road, plays in your building, has a worse chance of moving forward. So it does what a lot of people like you like, which is prioritize the regular season. It also is something coaches love because they can really harp on the importance of division games and winning your division and that being a major goal so you can host a playoff game. But the Lions and a lot of other teams have long said, this doesn't make any sense. If you have 12 wins and another team has 8 wins, you shouldn't be traveling to their stadium. We should rank 1 through 7 based solely on record. The gift of winning your division is making the playoffs. You still get an automatic bid. If your record at 7-10 is 9th best in the conference, you're not going to miss the playoffs. You still get in. You're just going to be the 7th seed. I actually love this proposal.
I love it.
And I can explain why, but I want to give you the first ups.
Yeah, I mean, last year, Washington went on the road for their postseason game, despite being 12-5, being 2 full games better than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who were 10-7. You mentioned the time Washington benefited from this, being by far and away the worst team. Ironically, it was Tampa Bay that came to their building. It was the Heineke game. We all know the story. So if this was such a dramatically different thing where you didn't have so many common opponents. And what I mean is, if this was, say, college football, where there were 100 teams, then I might go, okay, well, maybe you give some deference to the conference, knowing that the conferences are all pretty similar and pretty elite. The fact is, there's so much crossover. There's so much commonality. We've got a pretty good data set, right, for these different divisions that are playing each other. The competition's all relatively close together. You're playing pretty good football teams each and every week. There's very few Little Sisters of the Poor, directional A&Is and small fries. Everybody's got a pretty good strength of schedule. There's a bunch of NFL teams on it. So your record being better should count substantially. The idea that a 12-5 team could go on the road to a 7-10 team in the first round of the postseason is absurd, just by virtue of luck. Nothing that the division winner did well. It was, you happen to be in a terrible division. Congratulations. I would end that. I'd keep them in the playoffs, though. Winning the division should count for something. I've always believed that, just coming from the NFC East. A playoff admission is plenty reward.
Exactly. It does. I mean, the two arguments against this, someone could say, would be, to your point, number one, well, winning the division has to matter. It matters, man.
Yep.
You make the playoffs automatically. The second you win your division, you make the playoffs. Now, you don't get the home game that you've always gotten, and so it matters less. Nothing I can say about that. But you're still getting the gift of the postseason regardless. That's number one. And number two, the other thing you could say is, and I hear this argument all over the place today, the regular season matters less if you are going to have the seeding be done based on record, regular season division champion sliding around the standings. I actually think it's the opposite.
Well, that's why it's going to pass, is because it's the opposite.
What is actually happening is you're saying the Minnesota Vikings last year, who went 14-3, are not going to travel to LA to take on the Rams, who were 10-7. Make the case for me that the regular season matters more when the 10-7 Rams are hosting the Vikings than when the 14-3 Minnesota Vikings, who just spent months only losing 3 games, kicking everybody's butt except their division games against Detroit, narrowly missed out on winning the best division in the conference, now have to travel. I think it's a flawed argument. And people just say it with conviction. You're watering down the regular season. It's going to mean less. No, maybe division play means less. And if that's your argument, I understand that. People are infatuated with division structure. By the way, we've tweaked the divisions before. We've gone from five in divisions to four. We used to be that the Arizona Cardinals were in the NFC East. No one thinks about that anymore. Now they're the NFC West. Like, people will get used to any kind of a shift in overall significance of the division. Again, maybe it means a little less. It's still important. You still get into the playoffs. But this idea to me is the regular season should matter. I agree with you. The regular season's really important. I agree with you. And that's why Minnesota potentially at 15-2 losing a tiebreaker and not winning its division. They ended up 14-3. Having to travel potentially to a 8 or 9 win team is an outrage. That is taking away from the import of the regular season.
Yeah. Why am I rewarding an okay Houston team because the rest of their division was terrible? And punishing a Chargers team who's got to deal with the buzzsaw that is Kansas City. They won 11-6, talking about the Chargers. The reason this is going to pass is because now with seven playoff teams in each conference, they need those end-of-season, regular-season games to matter more. They stopped mattering as much. They didn't realize what was going to happen, but there's more locked up. There's more tiebreakers are done as of week 16, so, you know, it could have happened. Now it didn't this way, but if Detroit, who was, say, 13-2 at the time, had already beaten Minnesota twice, and Minnesota was a game and a half behind them, there's no catching them, so Detroit's on cruise control for a couple of weeks. We want our end of the season to be still everything up for grabs, everything on the line. That's why this is going to pass this time. So any argument about the regular season not mattering anymore is, quite frankly, wrong. Now, the argument that does stand is you're diminishing the import of divisional games. You're watering that down slightly, and winning your division is slightly less important. That I cannot argue with because it's true. But there's still a huge, outsized, important role to win your division. No matter how good or bad it is, you are granted automatic entry. And there's a great chance if you're a great team, aka Detroit last year winning that buzzsaw of a division where three teams won at least 11 games, you'll probably end up getting rewarded with a bunch of home games in the postseason.
So there's a little bit of a trade-off to this too, right? In the same way that I am admitting defeat on the argument of, well, the division and games get less important. Okay, you're right. Tip my cap to you. Mm-hmm. The example I'll give you just referenced the end of the year. So Minnesota, who we've talked about, played Detroit. It was a nationally televised, it might have been the Sunday Night Football to end the season. I remember being in a hotel. I don't know where I would have been, but I was watching that game somewhere in a hotel traveling, and it was the final game of the year where the winner won the division and the loser was going to be wild card, and Sam Darnold turned into a pumpkin.
Yes, remember that game? I do, yeah.
And the Vikings just got blown out, got the doors blown off by Detroit, I believe, in Detroit in that game. Well, that game wouldn't really matter, in all honesty, if you change it to this policy. I mean, seeding would change a little bit, right? Because one of them would be, say, the two versus the three or the one against the two. And maybe there's still a bye on the line in a rare case like that one where they were the two best teams in the conference. But in other words, the Washington-Dallas, like week 17 game, if you're both in the playoffs and 11 wins versus 12 wins, you are taking away the division championship, the home playoff date, like the significance of that game if you're both actually just going to be going on the road as the 5 and the 6 seed in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I acknowledge that. But you're also adding so much to conference games outside of the division. This year with Washington playing the NFC North as an example. Now, they play Green Bay in week 2, but if that was a week 16 game, you're talking about those two teams vying for something they wouldn't have been before. And just by way of the math, three division opponents, way more conference opponents that are in the postseason mix, there's more of those situations. So if I'm acknowledging to you, yes, the division game gets less important, you have to acknowledge to me then the non-division conference game gets more important, and there's more of those. So I think the net is still a positive in terms of what is being gained and lost as a consumer. And speaking of the Packers, they won 11 games last season. Here's a good example of something, too. They would have been the number 5 seed in the NFC instead of the number 7 seed. So as an 11-win team, they had to go play Philadelphia, the 2 seed. And they narrowly lost that football game. Remember, there was like a turnover on the first play.
Yeah.
And Tush Push set Central. And Tush Push O'Clock turned into Matt LaFleur and all them wanting to get rid of the Tush Push. They're the team that brought this up that may get it off the table here. But you're saying, well, why does that matter? Well, if you win 11 or 12 games and you're the 5 seed, not the 7 seed, you get to avoid the 2 seed. The better team that had the better regular season should get to avoid the better team in the first round of the playoffs. The worst team that barely snuck in, that isn't very good, you know, should have to play the better team. And to the Eagles' point, the number 2 seed, again, we want to make the regular season matter more, right? Should the Eagles have to play a good Packers team or the 7 seed that just snuck in that was 7-10?
So
it might have won a division, but sucks.
Yeah, and to your point, the Eagles were all but locked into that 2 seed for the last month of the season. I mean, there was possible variance, you know, if Minnesota had just fallen apart or something else, but they were going to be the 2 seed pretty much no matter what. I want to avoid that. I want that last game to matter, because if they win, and again, just replaying last year, if they win and Minnesota had won, then what's the tiebreaker? Or Philadelphia was on cruise control down the stretch. As soon as they beat Washington, or I can't remember actually which win it was. But anyway, down the stretch, they had the division all but wrapped up. There's nothing else really for them to play for or do. And the NFL's basically going, with our new format, we want to avoid those things. We want to avoid their pretty much, you know, Tampa's locked into the four, and the Rams are locked into the 3. We don't want people locked in. We want every game down the stretch to matter more.
What's the better postseason system? The current structure where you win a division, you get a home game, you're seeded 1 through 4 as division winners, and then there are 3 wild cards that have to be sorted out by record 5 through 7, or the way that the NFL is voting on possibly changing to, which would be the 7 best teams make the playoffs, and you're seeded 1 through 7 based on record and tiebreakers, nothing to do with whether or not you won a division.